real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Weather in Honolulu, Hawaii is excellent. I know it's supposed to storm, but we don't see any rain. Sorry, Mr. Hagi. Wrong weather forecast. Anyway, the Kauai show was fantastic, folks. That classic car show at the Aston Aloha Beach Hotel was fantastic. They had the lobbies full of cars, and the people, the tourists coming in and checking out and all that, had to walk between the cars to get to the desk, and it was just awesome. And the drive-in lobby area where people drop off and stuff like that was closed off and all lined with classic cars. Also, the upper parking was lined with classic cars. The show was great. And sorry about our radio show, the first half not being so good, but one of those technical difficulties. And other than that, I think it went on pretty good. But again, that car show that Harvey Maeda put on in Kauai was fantastic. And he's going to do it again next year. That's the Aston Aloha Beach Hotel. That's one nice hotel. Anyway, motor oil life, depending on the type of oil you're using, if you're using AMS oil, it's good for 1 year. The Royal Purple is good for 1 year. The rest of them, I don't know. I wouldn't trust it. I would just go by the color. And that's about sums it up. Okay, I know a lot of you are thinking of wanting to save gas. Gas prices are going up. And $5 is right there at the corner right now. A lot of people are squawking about it. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. It's free enterprise. If everybody complained about the gas price, and Chevron, Tesoro, and everybody said, okay, forget it. We'll close down and move everything back to the mainland. What are you going to do? You're going to say, I'm sorry, I complained. Please stay. Then they're going to say, okay, then it's $10 a gallon. Now what? I mean, they pretty much can do what they want. And you boaters and small engine people that complain about ethanol, well, I would love to have you guys in court to prove your point that it is the ethanol that caused all these problems. Because it's not the ethanol. How can it be when Brazil has been on ethanol, 100% ethanol, for 57 years? 57 years on ethanol. Wow. All those small engines and boats over there in Brazil must be all on dry dock right now. I don't think so. We need to have some common sense here. Okay, so give me a call at 808-296-5467. And I'd like to thank my son Todd for pitching in and being a standby just in case. And it's a good thing he did, because we were on the blink for the first half hour, and everybody here could hear me, but I couldn't hear them. You know, I called in, and I'm saying hello, and everybody could hear me, but I couldn't hear anything on my phone. So it's kind of primitive way of doing a radio show, but the only way I could do it. Okay, but back to saving gas. Saving gas, you can save it by going to the highest octane with Shell or Tesoro, the 92. The higher the octane, folks, the better the gas mileage. If you're going by the price, you're ripping yourself off. Do the math. Try it. If you've been running regular all this time, you figure out your gas mileage. When you're empty, switch over to the Shell Premium or the Tesoro Premium. That's the 92 octane, which is actually really 89. As our tests come out. Go try it. You'll see you get better gas mileage. And if you want better gas mileage, then put at least 2 gallons of ethanol into one tank of gas. And that'll increase mileage on most cars, depending on your compression, depending on the condition of your car. Ethanol will not fix your car. Okay? So, you got to just try it. That's all I can say. Now, changing the air filter to a K and N air filter will save you gas mileage. That K and N also sells what is called a cold air package. And that's good for about 6 miles more per gallon. It's up to you. I would run it because the K and N air filter is a lifetime guarantee, 1,000,000 miles. You never have to buy another air filter again. It's fantastic. Okay, so those are the two things. High octane, put some ethanol in that octane, and the K&N air filter. Tire pressure also adds to gas mileage. For every 5 pound, folks, if you're up or down, you either gain 3 miles per gallon or lose 3 miles per gallon, either or. Okay? Now, if your automatic transmission is not working properly, that will also eat gasoline. So there's several things that can cause you to lose gas mileage. Spark plugs. Using the Autolite Extra Performance spark plugs will increase gas mileage. Okay? So, you know, those are the things that you can consider and try and save gas mileage. Okay? So, if you have a question on this or whatever, you give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? I recommend eating dinner at the Chart House. The Chart House is fantastic, a wonderful place to have dinner. Go check it out. The Chart House is right next to the Ili Kai Hotel. It's not just for tourists, folks. It's local people, too. Okay? If you're looking for a fantastic degreasing detergent, go see Crestec Cleaning Center on Capilano Boulevard. It's about one door over from McKinley Car Wash. Crestec Cleaning Center also has the oils and stuff that we recommend. And the Greaser 2000 is a fantastic detergent. Cleans driveways and laundry, everything. I mean, it's just out of sight. Crestec Cleaning Center. If you want the number is 942-2500. And our number here to call in is 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway. Yesterday they had a bad accident on Dillingham Boulevard, folks. Those steel plates on the road gave way to a cement truck, a cement mixing truck. But, you know, isn't that supposed to be, you know, safe enough for trucks to drive over? And my question is, what if it was a gasoline tanker truck full of gasoline that went in that hole, on that plate, and the plate gave way, tilted the truck over, and spilled gasoline all over Dillingham, and that thing caught fire, with cars sitting in the fire, exploding, and people dying? What kind of lawsuit is the city going to be looking at? I mean, where is their thinking? It's about safety. But nobody gives a hoot. Who cares? That's not a way to do the business, to the work. You know, that thing just flipped me out. It's not the traffic. It's the danger. What if it was a gasoline tanker truck that flipped over on its side and caught fire? And all the gasoline spilled all over Dillingham, underneath cars and everything on Dillingham, and ignited somehow because some guy threw a cigarette out the window, and everybody on fire. Think about a scenario like that. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? So we got to try to stay safe, folks. And these guys putting the plates on the road, they got to know what the plates can handle and do it right. Make it so the plate cannot shift and move. Yeah. All I can do is say, and if everybody don't listen and do something about it, it's just a big accident waiting to happen. The more and more closing of businesses that have all these craftsmen from the old days. In Hawaii, Freddy Motor Works was one of them. Precision Alignment is another. Freddy's used to do all kinds of machining of, you know, specialty things for people at home or on the car, the trucks, whatever, even plumbers. And Precision Alignment was a really good alignment shop. They're gone. So we're losing a lot of craftsmen because of the bad economy. Tire style. The tire types that you should have for your car depends on how you drive and where you drive, the type of car you have, or whatever. Okay? And if you need to know about that, I would recommend calling the tire rack. Okay, so anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Harvey Maeda on Kauai was the one that did that classic car show.
Was it just a car show? I mean, like, just for people to see all these classic cars?
Yeah, that's and I did that. That fuel seminar, that demonstration there to show people about gasoline, the octanes, and what it did. And even after I did that, they were still confused because I'm getting emails about the difference with octane, anti-knock compound, and stuff like that. Anyway, whew, that was something. Really worked hard that weekend. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. I think I got enough time to squeeze one more beef that I have with the legal system. Is that a break time? Okay. I guess it's break time, so I'll have to talk about that legal system after the break.
Hey, maybe yes, it's better. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? So?
Hello?
What happened to him?
I'm right here.
Hello?
Oh, no. Here we go again. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. We're on Verizon.
I know. Hey, George. How you doing? Welcome back. I'm so glad you had a good time at the auto show.
Oh, fantastic, man. Fantastic.
And, you know, they need to do more things like that.
Yep.
You know, where it's just a neighborhood, like I know over here, you know, the, like, classic car guys get together, and that's good. You know, it's like the old days when you could go out with the family and have fun.
Yep.
Not be worried. But today, I'm going to talk about there's somebody in my neighborhood that drives with their dog in their lap, and I'm thinking there has to be a law about this. Now, I'm not talking about a little dog. George, the dog is so big, I was driving behind the car, I see the dog leg sticking out of the car. I'm like, man, that's a big leg. And then I'm thinking, if somebody comes close, you know, they're going to break the dog's leg. So I get down to the first light, I pull up behind the car, beside the car, I cannot see the driver in the car for this giant, like, husky or some kind of big dog sitting on the person's lap while they're driving. Now, isn't there a law against
yep, there
that?
Is.
I mean,
there is.
It's like unbelievable. And so ever since then, I've seen it like five times last week.
Oh, they don't know. You see, the police department and the law enforcement people all think that the John Doe citizen is supposed to read the doggone law every day of the week. They change laws all the time.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, how is John Doe citizen supposed to know what the law is today and tomorrow and the next day?
But my point is, people, sometimes you don't need a law to tell you common sense stuff.
There's no such thing.
How can you drive? What if you have to make an emergency move with the dog in your lap? How are you going to turn the wheel?
They don't think about that.
The dog's leg sticking out. If a bus or something comes close and breaks the dog's leg, the dog's going to go nuts on you, and then you're going to crash your car. I just tell you, it's just amazing.
Well, I think then everybody needs to be re-educated as we go.
And you know, and before I go, because you know I'm getting wound up here, all I've been seeing all of my friends, not all of them, a lot of my friends, you know what they do as the gas prices go up? What do? They buy the cheaper gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling them, but what about, and they go, oh, I don't care about that. I just don't want to spend that much. I'm going, no, you're spending more, but they don't see it that way.
That's the human nature.
All they think about is, oh, I can spend 20 cents, you know, less per gallon. That's all I care about. And they go, well, you know what? I can't tell the difference because my car runs the same. And I'm going, well, did you ever track your mileage? Yeah, why bother? It's going to cost me what it costs to fill up. I don't need to track it. I just go, okay. And I'm learning in my age, you know, sometimes you just can't argue with people.
No, let them go.
You know, you got to let them do what they want to do. So anyway,
crash.
Welcome back, folks. Get the dogs out of your lap, especially the big dogs. Take care of your car. They'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
He always gets wound up.
Okay, we have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob. Hello.
Hello? Can you hear me now? I'm in Dorothy.
Okay.
George, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, but from the time I was old enough to drive in 1965, the Mustang and then the T-Bird was always, the 57 was always my dad's car, right? Till he retired, then it became my mom's car. But in all those years, I don't know if you remembered Pacific Brake and Alignment Shop in Mo'ili'ili on South King Street.
Mm-hmm.
George, that was the only place we used to go. They were such a good shop. Of course, you know, I know they went out of business years ago, but you were mentioning another one, Precision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I know you, whenever you hit that way back, go back in the time, way back machine, you know, I start remembering small businesses that were so good, you know, with the public.
No more.
Yeah, and it's like, George, my friend was telling me, I haven't traveled in a long time at the airport. He said, oh, Rob, you'd be shocked. Now everything is kiosk. Nobody does anything for you.
That's right.
You can't even buy a meal on a plane anymore, you know, that kind of thing. He was talking about, the only thing you get for free now is your headset.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I was showing them some old pictures of Waikiki and M's Ranch House and Elliot's chuck wagon that a friend of mine from Hilo, George, scanned off of the computer and then blew it up into 8x11 and then sent them to me, you know, in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Just recalling Hawaii in the days that you and I were growing up,
mm-hmm.
all gone now.
It's history.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, he was the one that was telling me, holy cow, you know, like the way it is now, it's no more service.
No.
No.
There's no such a word.
Get them in, get them out.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, so I didn't mean to be a buzzkill on that, but I know we like to go back and remember, you know, the way Hawaii was really a wonderful place.
Was.
It really was, George, to grow up.
Yep.
For the kids, we didn't have all that crime and all
was.
That gangs and drugs and all that horrible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I say over and over again, I really do feel for the young kids growing up in Hawaii today.
Well, they don't know the difference, Rob, because they don't know what was good.
Yeah, exactly. And all they do is stare at MTV and Kardashians and Paris Hilton and stupid celebrities like that, and they all want to be like them.
Yep. Well.
Dream on.
Yep. Thanks, Rob.
Okay.
Anyway, as I was saying, I have a beef with the legal system. You know, if you're a judge in a court, folks, and you know the law, you know the etiquettes. Why don't you practice the etiquettes and the law? If it's a conflict of interest, and what I'm meaning by this, is this judge and prosecutor knew the family of this defendant. How can they continue on to do the case? But they did. Oh, don't you think that's wrong? Where is all that this right and wrong going? I just can't believe it. And this lady claims that this person, this guy, hit her in the back on her right rear corner of her bumper and ran off. Okay? She follows the guy, gets his license number, but gets it backwards. Okay? Goes home to use her cell phone, which she had along all the time, and claims that this boy hit her car. So the police officer goes to the boy's house and looks at the boy's car, and there's no damage. Nothing. But the lady presses charges and goes to court, and the judge, well, before the judge says guilty, the prosecutor says to the boy, well, it's been 2 weeks, so your dad could have repainted the car and fixed the bumper. What about the police report? The police report said no damage. And yet, the judge had the gall to say, guilty. You're charged with hit and run. Now, think, folks, if anybody has common sense. If you hit a car and you run, run means go the other direction, isn't it? Not follow the car that you hit so they can take your license number. Okay? What about the color of the bumper from the other car? The colors didn't match. How can anybody say guilty to that boy when the color don't match and the boy didn't know what was going on? I think this court system is wrong, wrong, wrong. And if we have any people in the courts listening, I'd like to hear it. I like to hear if I am wrong in what I'm saying. Okay? I'm just saying common sense. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. What's happening to our system? Where's our integrity? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. I told my friend Mario Yano this and he went off. He went crazy. He couldn't believe it. He could not believe it. Unbelievable. Boy. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. If you got questions, comments, whatever, you know, we talk about everything. Okay? A friend of mine was trying to invent a new type of Briggs & Stratton lawnmower engine that would have less resistance. Oh, break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And sorry about, you know, I gotta say it like it is. You know, a lot of people say, don't say nothing, don't make noise. I mean, what are you gonna gain by not saying anything? You got to stand up for what is right, what is wrong. Okay? So, if more of us did that, maybe it would be a lot better. So, anyway, that's my take on it. Okay? So, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, how many of you like how much you're paying for your auto registration? Oh, my customers are screaming. $400 for an SUV? Where in America has the same equivalent high registration? I'd like to know. Anybody listening around the world, wherever, give me a call at 808-296-5467. And from what I'm hearing, it's going to go up even higher next year. Where's the limit? Huh? Where's the limit to all this?
Maybe that's all towards the rail. Get you to ride the rail.
No, I don't think it's just the rail. Because if you remember, they put a gasoline road tax on the gas, and it was called temporary tax. It never went away. If I'm not mistaken, the road tax right now is 65 cents per gallon. Okay? And that's all temporary. Oh, we're going to add 10 cents per gallon temporary tax from way back as far as Ariyoshi. How many of you remember that? Temporary, that word. What is temporary? That's just a short term. 1 year? Oh, excuse me, didn't say how long, right? A lifetime. Temporary lifetime. Well.
No, temporary 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe 6 months later, 20 cents.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What about the seniors on fixed income? What about them? I mean, this guy claims bankruptcy, and the court says you cannot take his car, you cannot take his house, because he needs his house to live in, he needs his car to go to work. What about the seniors? The seniors that are on fixed income and have to work part-time or something to get more income to eat. How can they afford paying this kind of crazy car registrations? Well, this year is election year, folks. So please, please think before you vote. If you're not voting, please vote. And make your voice heard. By not voting, you're not being heard. So let's do something. This is going far, far too far. Arizona is $41 for the same comparable vehicle. And Honolulu is $400. Jeez. Outer Islands is cheaper. I think Hilo is $94. I don't know. I'm just getting worked up with all this. Coming like Bob. You know? But how do you just sit back and not do anything? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. You know, Wanda, we never did a trivia in a long, long time. Hello, wake up.
Yes.
A Crest Tech trivia, never done for a long time. And some of the seniors was getting a little upset. They're not hearing any trivias.
You have to wait because I got to get to this call.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Anyway, gas prices are going up, and it's because they can, and there's nothing to stop them. But if we had ethanol to give the oil companies competition, then maybe it's different. It's like the electric company, Hawaiian Electric, can charge you whatever. They're the only guys in the game. Okay? So what are you going to do? Think about that. So, anyhow, those of you that drive around with no lights at night, turn on your lights. It's not for you to see where you're going. It's for your people around to see you coming. And if you're on the freeway, it's for the people who are speeding, see you there. Okay? So, who's on the phone?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello. How's it, George?
Hi.
I got a car question and then several other comments about the licensing thing.
Okay.
You know what the capacity is for the steering fluid system for the 87 Toyota Camry?
The capacity?
Yeah. How much does it, oil would it take to replace the oil?
To replace it?
Yeah.
How are you doing it? Are you sucking out the fluid from the reservoir and putting new fluid?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet if I want to drain it from the bottom or try the cheap way.
There's no drain on the bottom.
You got to take the hose off, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't take it out from the steering system itself.
So you have to just drain from the top, suck it out from the top then mainly? Or?
Well, sucking out from the top is the easiest way, but only about a quart comes out of there. Yes.
And how much is in the system totally?
About three.
Three quarts?
Mm-hmm.
And so how can you do the whole system?
You got to have it flushed.
And how do you flush up? Okay.
That's it.
Okay. How much does that cost?
About $100.
I see. Does that include the oil, too, for Royal Purple? Or?
No.
No.
Plus oil.
I see. Okay.
Because every car, most cars is three quarts, some is four.
I see. Okay. Okay, on to my comments. I got my license fee also. It was almost $300 for a little compact, Toyota compact car, you know, kind of thing. These people are out of their minds.
That's right.
And at the same time, they're just taking our money and dumping it by the truckload on this idiotic rail thing.
That's right.
Kind of thing. And everybody that gets angry about either the rail or their licensing fees or all whatever kind of stuff, call up your city council person. That's the people that are doing this to us. If none of this stuff gets through except through them. And if you want to vent your anger at somebody, give it to your city council member. And you can, you know, find out who that is by going online, just, you know, Honolulu City Council, and there'll be a map that comes up and shows the all the sections and shows all the councilmen and all their phone numbers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I mean, they're just dumping our money by the truckload, you know, and then they're, oh, we need more, and we're screwing, you know, squeezing more and more out of us. The people...
Where's the limit?
There is no limit.
I know.
And they're going to try to get this heart thing in there. And these guys got a direct line to our wallets.
Uh-huh.
I mean, once they get that money and stuff, they're home free. They can take whatever they want and do whatever they want, approve their own bills and all of this stuff. There's something bad going on here,
mm-hmm.
a bad element.
That's right.
Has gotten in here. This is more than just bad government. There's something really sinister going on, and I would suggest that you stop them. People call in their city council person and stop them from getting the money. And it's way there's no heart thing being no railroad to run. It's going to be years before anything is running. These councils that are supposed to. They're supposed to take between two different districts.
My question to this is, what if they decide not to do the rail? What are they going to do with all that money they got?
Right. And what about all the contracts that they made for these rail cars and all this stuff? How in the hell is all that stuff getting through the city council? Think all these premature contracts before we even know for sure if we're going to do the rail.
Well,
you know?
It goes through because it's not their money. They don't give a hoot about us.
Exactly, but it's our votes, and that's why I'm saying these people need to really wake up and get involved and tell all their friends to wake up and get involved. There's bad things that are happening to us, and if we just sit by and let them do it to us, it's going to be really bad for years to come.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, please wake up and discuss it with your friends and your neighbors and just start spreading the word. It would be really a good thing to do.
Get involved.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, George.
Thank you. Okay. You heard it, folks. We got to get involved, okay? We got to save Hawaii from these crazy nuts in office. Anyway, I can say and say and say, but if everybody don't pitch in and do it, it'll never happen. The Kauai trip was really nice. Hopefully, I got through to the people that ethanol is good. And they saw all the demonstrations of how clean it burns and how it doesn't destroy rubber, plastic, and all that other stuff. But anyway... Who knows? Who's on the line?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Rob, you back?
Yeah, George, I couldn't help it. You know, the last caller, you know, he has such good intentions, but I've been, George, you know, I've been the one-man army. When I even when before they passed the bill on raising the registration, I called the governor's office. Even the aide that took my call was bummed out because it affected her too, her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the result of that. I called my council member, who's a complete, and I won't say anymore, who represents us on the southeast end of the island, Stanley Chang,
mm-hmm.
arrogant young man, you know, with all his degrees. I'm so sorry that people were stupid enough in my district to vote him in. He's voted for everything that has raised more fees and more everything on all of us because he's a combined vote with the other eight members,
Mm-hmm.
And so
you know, I mean, as if I'm preaching to the choir now, George, because you can call them all you want, you know, and basically, you know, just remember this. It's like, okay, thank you for calling. And then as soon as you hang up,
that's it.
On the other end, it's like, whatever, you know, so I'm not trying to discourage anybody, but that's the way our town is. They are who they are. They're doing what they're doing because they get away with it because they're reelected over and over again, period.
Yep, because they can.
Because they can. Yeah, George. So, hey, other than that, the weather's really nice. No, not too much rain out here. Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay, George. Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready, Wanda?
Okay. In a 1930s publication, it listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. We got number one, okay? Which one was rated number two?
Which intersection was rated number two, a worst intersection? Okay? And the prize is all donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec donates fantastic prizes. Oh, they're telling me I'm going to break again.
Stay tuned to Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui First Intersection, State of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 5-7. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Al from Kona side of the Big Island.
Hey, Al.
Hi, sir. Well, one comment is, why is it it's impossible, it seems like, to get things like alternator or starter brushes, one. But two, I have a question on a diesel application. Specifically a Cummins in an earlier Dodge truck, water alcohol injection. What are your thoughts concerning that? I've heard that it's good for, up to close to 20% improvement in power, and I would think mileage also.
What type of alcohol?
Well, they generally use methanol, but I guess the ethanol will work also.
Just to let you know, the ethanol is a lot stronger than methanol. And ethanol is not corrosive like methanol.
True.
Okay, so I would prefer ethanol over methanol. But it's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had any experience with that? I mean, as far as
For the diesels, we're trying to find a way to blend ethanol with biodiesel and see how that works out. We're experimenting with that now. And we're also trying with the regular diesel and ethanol. We have a few companies that are trying it on their diesels to see what the results will be. And as soon as we get the results, I will let you know.
Well, thank you.
Okay?
Well, thank you.
How's the weather?
It's a little cloudy here in in Kona right now, which is good because we can use the rain.
Oh, yeah, always. Always Kona needs rain. Okay, thanks for calling in.
You.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
It's .3D on the line.
Who that?
Oh, can we hear that? I don't know if it's confused. We're having the phone problems again.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Oh, okay, now I can hear you. I just wanted to, on behalf of Soulful Sam, she's probably working, thank you for a good job once again done to her 93 Capri. One of her comments was that, like always, her breakthrough. She says, I said, you're exactly right. When George flushes it, it's always crystal clear, clean.
Hey, Dean, what's that on the background? Is that your radio?
No, that's the, I'm sorry. I'm actually at McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
I'm at McDonald's, and they have the, you know how they have the, you know, ceiling music? They're playing music in the background. But I'm actually eating in town, so I want to thank George for a job well done on Silicon Sam. And I also had to tell the listeners something that Silicon Sam they had commented to me when we went to go pick up her car at George's, that she says, oh, you know, all day I was driving your car around. I can't get over, wow, your car was just so silky smooth. I mean, wow. I mean, it was more comforting than my sofa in my house. I said, you know why? You're lucky that all the time I was waiting for you to arrive at George's, I had bought 5 gallons of ethanol. So you thank the ethanol that was in the car for making it such a smooth ride.
You used 5 gallons in your Honda?
Yep. 5 gallons, no check engine light. 5 gallons.
Wow.
Yesterday I picked up another 5 gallons, no check engine light.
So how do you like it?
You're going to be seeing me every day. Think about that. Every time you see me, means I would have stopped for gasoline. So every time you see me, come to your shop and buy ethanol. Think of it. There's something still up. If ethanol wasn't available, it would have been gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how much did you increase your gas mileage?
From a dismal 17 to 18, it's as high as 21, 22. From a dismal 17, 18. Sometimes even as low as 15, 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
20, 21, 22, yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with the listeners. Thanks, George.
Thanks for calling me.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. So, you know, you hear it from people, how good ethanol is, but yet people are kind of skeptical about running ethanol. Well, how about the trivia? Those that called in, they wanted trivia. Okay, there you have it. We have the trivia. Give me the answer.
They're looking up the answers.
I know. That's cheating. You're supposed to guess at it, not go look it up. You know, one listener said they don't like to be told, oh, call us back and try again. But, you know, Wanda gets off on that. She loves to tell you, call us back and try again. She's so tickled that you didn't get the answer right. So, okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, I just thought I'd call back on the trivia and also another comment or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'll guess King and Dillingham for the second most.
Call us back and try again.
There you go.
Okay, and then I also wanted to mention to Rob that he has exactly the wrong idea as far as letting these city councilmen and stuff get away with this stuff. Instead of just being timid and doing a little bit, you know, call them more. Call them every day and tell your neighbors to call them. You got to do a lot more. When they start getting a lot more phone calls, their ears perk up. You just do one and then go, oh, that's it. That's all they can. No, you got to stand up and have other people stand up and tell them about it.
Yeah.
They're going to keep
doing
it.
Exactly.
They're going to keep doing this to you until you stop them, until you stand up and take some real action
mm-hmm.
about not just one call and nothing in the world didn't change. Call them every day. You
yep.
know, and have 10 other people call them every day.
Yeah,
you
be know? A pain in the butt.
Right, exactly. So anyway, that's exactly the wrong attitude to, you know, just let them roll over you like that.
Mm-mm.
You need to do a lot more.
Yeah, about a million calls would do good.
There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Okay. Bye. Anyway, that's true, you know, folks. Think of it. Now, if you were a council member and you got these thousands and thousands of calls that all day long, you got to do something. Okay? So, anyway, just a thought. Okay? Now, take a guess at what intersection was dangerous. Second one. The first one was King and Baratania, the Ala Park area. Where's the second one? Okay, take a guess. And the prize is by Crestec Cleaning Center. If you haven't tried the Degreaser 2000, you get to try it for free. Okay, so go check it out. Anyway, rust proofing that Harvey Maeda turned me on to is an electronic rust proofer, and you put it on new cars. I have a few old cars that put it on too, but it is more beneficial on new cars before rust forms. And new cars are not painted underneath. The whole bottom of the car is not painted, so highly, highly recommended to put the electronic rust-proofing device on all new cars. That's to stop the rust from forming underneath the floors and all the places under the car. Okay? And the electronic rust-proofer you can get from Harvey Maeda on Kauai. And his number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Or you can call us at Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. Okay? If you're looking for carp, you know, that fish, you can get it from Harvey. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Like your show and like the other show last week when your son Todd was on. Concerning the classic cars on Kauai, is there any car shows going to be on Oahu Classics coming up?
I don't know. But you know that classic car show in Kauai?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I ever seen it in a hotel lobby.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Right. And did you get a chance to drive any of the cars?
Well, Harvey wouldn't let me drive anything. Lose money.
Right. Was it mostly American-made, or you had a lot of Japanese?
All kinds.
All kinds.
No Japanese.
No Japanese.
No.
Strictly European.
European and Americans.
Oh, okay. And would you say what?
And one English.
One English.
The Rolls Royce.
The Rolls Royce.
Yeah. I told the owner there that the lady on the hood,
mm-hmm.
you know, that lady with the wing?
Yeah.
Is $50,000. He got scared.
Oh, he better insure that. Okay, George, I hear the music.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Well, that's the sign. We got to get out of here. So I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in and calling in, the callers that call in with all your questions and stuff. And please, folks, get involved. This is Hawaii. Don't let the politician run it over. Protect it. And take care of each other. Drive safely. And see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
Intelligent Talk, AM 690 KHNR.